Craven, are you there? Craven.
Oh, dude, it's me, Geku Kaibu. Craven didn't want to do this bit.
Well, this was usually our bit. Why doesn't he want to do it?
I don't know, but he gave me $50 to do this. What are we doing, Pete?
We got to talk about what happened in the last few weeks since we've been on hiatus. So a lot has happened. And, basically, we finally left Champions and we had to go get Martha.
You mean people don't understand what's happening on this podcast, that listen to this podcast, who have no clue? So we actually don't have to do a proper recreation of events to explain what is actually going on at this podcast? Is that what you're saying?
That's true. Yeah, I mean, that's true, but that's beside the point. So,
I'm way too high for this bit. I'm going to maybe pass you over to the bedbugs. Hey, man.
Oh, hey, bedbugs. I know you guys helped out during the battle against AI Louise. We saved Martha. We managed to get we managed to return Hector and Daryl and unfortunately Romo Hogan back into good guys. And then all of a sudden I just tripped over a cord and then AI Louise basically just shut off and then we won the battle in the end.
That's not what happened. Okay, let me tell you what happened, okay.
Kayfabe, Craven.
Sorry, I forgot this bit. Give it. So, we left Champions, and then I punched that cannibal guy who's selling penises outside the building, right in the face. And then accidentally bumped into the old lady who's trying to shut down Champions, and you knocked her into a wood chipper. It was kind of fucked up. Give him.
I mean, it was an accident, but still, it was pretty funny.
Yeah, so that storyline is all done. We don't have to hear from her ever again. Champions are saved. So then we went to go on the Yellow Brick World to get the AI Louise. And the door is actually unlocked. You know, we could have left the whole time. Like, what the fuck were you guys doing there? It's been 6 months, but kayfabe.
Yes, and also we also found out that Baby Boobalina is actually the daughter of Toby and Alexandria the Ghost Shark.
Yes, kayfabe, Louise doesn't know yet.
Kayfabe, exactly.
Everybody, she knows about the affair, but she does not know. Kayfabe.
Exactly, kayfabe. So, yeah, everything's all done now. I mean, it was very traumatic, and no one's ever going to experience it.
So then once we got to AI Louise's place, we reprogrammed Martha and the Dalek guy and the Hector sex robot. So now they're all doing it again, but fuck the robot Hulk and that guy sucks.
Exactly. So I'm glad everything got sorted out at the end. AI Louise isn't on our backs.
No, dude, you're selling it short. Just when all was lost, AI Louise came out with like 5 guns and she was going to shoot all of us. And you caught the bullet.
I did caught the bullet, but then I tripped over the wire and then that pretty much shut her off. I guess all that training.
No, you caught the bullet. I am so proud of you. You finally caught the bullet.
Yes, I mean, it was on the 5th go when the other 4 were already lodged in my shoulder, but that's beside the point.
Well, no, you got shot in the crotch twice, but then you caught the one of them. I'm so proud of you, man.
I'm trying to forget that crotch incident.
Kayfabe.
So now that that's all done, I guess the timeline is now reset.
Yes, everything is back to normal. What the fuck was that?
I think that was the reset. Kayfabe.
Okay. Kayfabe.
Listen!
Do you like what you see?
Look at my tits! Look at them!
Or do you want to bet on a dude fucking an alligator? Money plane.
You're listening to the Tubi Tuesdays podcast. A co-production from the Super Network and Pop4D, with host Super Marcy.
He made them sausages! Why are they eating mac and cheese?
The terrible Australian bee, Jemine.
Oh no, her carrot haircut has gotten even more carroty.
Professor Science Batch.
And this still isn't the weirdest thing to ever happen on this podcast.
And Trash Panda Colin.
That demon likes feet.
Featuring Craven the Hunter.
It's Craven! Everybody loves Craven!
And Louise Lasser.
Did somebody say Louise Lasser?
This podcast is intended for mature audiences as it may contain explicit language.
This is how most Seth Brother steps this.
I'm smoking a great new strain that's called Alaskan Thunder.
Adult themes.
Why is this podcast so horny with robots?
Hector just put his finger in my exhaust pipe.
And potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
For more information, see the show notes. Visit supermarcy.com for more. Show your support and access exclusive posts at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. Now to our feature presentation.
Listen!
Would you like to touch what you see?
Dick brain!
Operator, I am begging you! This is a real emergency! What's the matter with you?
G'day everyone, this is B-Jamite, aka The Terrible Aussie, and welcome back to episode 194 of the 2B Tuesdays podcast, the number one 2B-related podcast that's hosted by two Australians, one Canadian, and one American. And with me as always are my very awesome co-hosts. First up, of course, it's my other fellow Aussie, and that, of course, is the one and only Super Marcy. Hello, Marcy, how are you?
Hi, it's that time of the month where it's Shark Week for me, so I'm doing great.
Oh, geez. Mm-hmm. But Marcy, everyone knows Shark Week's in July. Why is it coming early?
Well, by the time this episode out, it might be July, but...
Well, that is true. That is
you
true.
You can't choose when Shark Week arrives. It just arrives, and you have to deal with it.
Indeed. I mean, Marcy, it has been pretty eventful. Honestly, I can't even it's like this year's gone so fast to the point where I don't even remember what's been happening the last few months. It's almost like there was a reset that just happened.
And... No, I have no idea. I have faint memories of things, but, you know, all I can think about is it's Shark Week again. So,
Yeah, that is true. That is true.
Expect a lot of complaining. But also joining...
Exactly. Mm. And also joining us is the professor of all things science, our tribal chief, and as well as the co-host of the new show that's on the Pop4D network, the Foursome Fridays podcast. That is Professor Batch. Hello, Batch. How are you?
And most importantly, happy birthday to Batch. You're so fucking old. You're 50. You fucking old guy. Hey, Batch, acknowledge you.
Craven, that's rude.
Son of a bitch. Dude, like, okay. I've had it with... I had to deal with this on Webtails. I'm not putting up with here. Harambe. Do your thing. Oh, shit. You just threw Craven through the window.
Oh, well, wow. Well, at least... Yeah, exactly.
I mean, fucking old.
You know what? I mean, I don't know why Craven is the way he is. It seems like the last few months have been a complete blur. I don't even know what's happening anymore.
I think when we rebooted, I'm like 10 years older. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, exactly. So, well, we're glad that you're here, Batch, and also joining us is the American...
One more thing.
Acknowledge me!
Good day, everybody.
I acknowledge our birthday tribal chief, Professor Batch.
Yes.
Yes. Your village... I'm your village elder now.
Yes.
Exactly. So, but you have to grow out your beard really long. You've got to wear a cloak, and you've got to have, like, your staff, and you basically have to have your book of, like, knowledge and everything. So you've got to have all that stuff, Batch, there.
I'm halfway there. So.
Well, also joining us is... the most American of the Americans, the trash panda himself, Colin. Unfortunately, he is here, but he's not here at the same time because he had to go deal with something very quickly. But he will join us once he returns. So, but guys, it's my pick this week.
God damn it.
Yes.
Does this new timeline have better picks from Bede?
No, it's even worse.
I don't like that. Reset it again.
Yeah. Okay, we might have to... Wait a minute. What's happening? What's going on? Oh. Well, now that you mentioned a batch, I don't know what happened. But now that you mentioned a batch, I am picking good movies now.
No.
I can only pick the best movies out there. So for this episode of the show, I was looking around on Tubi. I had a few ideas I wanted to do, but as soon as I saw this movie on here, I thought, we need to do this for the show. And that, of course, is the G.I. Joe, the movie from, not the live action one, the animated one from the 80s.
You're going to nominate this for Best Tubi Picture of the Year.
Yes.
Done. That hasn't even started yet.
Exactly.
It's a classic.
It is a classic of classics, and it is perfect for the show because it has everything that we need, except for boobs, but, you know, that's beside the point. Maybe except for Cobra Commander, but he's a different type of boob.
You get Sergeant Slaughter's and boobs, mate.
Exactly. So this is also an unofficial Wrestling Tapes episode as well.
Oh, yeah.
Technically true.
So I'm excited. Because this movie is also fucking gonzo as well, so we're going to have a lot of fun with this one.
Indeed, pulling out the big guns with this reset. Let's go.
Yeah, love it.
And also Tubi providing it. Tubi US, I should mean. Kayfabe. Anyways.
Kayfabe.
Now, what you need to do, everyone, is look up the film G.I. Joe, the movie, if it is playing on Tubi in your part of the world. I'm going to count us down from 5, and when I say go, that's when you play the movie, then that way our audio commentary will be in sync with the film. However, though, Tubi is a free streaming service, so they do play ads on occasion, so if an ad does pop up, Batch will play this sound effect.
That's one there's the penis pump. That's the penis pump. Holy cow, I'm totally going so fast. Oh, fuck!
And knowing is half the battle.
Exactly.
Oh, I got a whole soundboard of these, baby.
Stop all the downloading.
But anyways, though, if you don't, we'll make sure to give. Once the ads are finished, Batch will play a sound effect again, but we'll also make sure to give a timestamp as well, so that way you stay in sync with us. However, though, if you're not interested in. Exactly. If you're not interested in watching G.I. Joe the movie, first of all, how fucking dare you?
How dare you, sir?
I still reckon this will be a fun viewing regardless. So, Marcy, Batch, and potentially Colin, are you ready to see Sergeant Slaughter do the camel clutch on Cobra Commander with G.I. Joe the movie?
Okay. Yo, Joe!
Alrighty, let's do this. Counting down in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Go!
Shit, hold on. What's not ready?
My actions.
That's right, we can wait.
Where is it? There it is. Shit. There.
There we go.
Hey, Jinx is it now if it's not on there.
I know, right? Exactly. We need it now.
And also,
go ahead.
Oh, no, you go, Batch. You go. Mm-mm. Well, I was going to say, we had to have the sound going because this is like the most epic song in all of G.I. Joe history.
Cobra.
We might need a bit of the song.
There we go. Yes.
Cobra!
Whoa! I can see what he had for lunch.
Cobra!
It was a little much to the imagination.
Cobra. Kai.
You're lucky I don't know where it is at the moment, because Cobra Commander could have appeared on this podcast, and this show does not need any more characters.
Exactly. It's
Hello, everyone. It's me, Cobra Commander. How are you doing today?
Hey, it's me, Cobra Commander.
It's been a long time since Movie Fan Central, and that's an old joke for three people who listen to this podcast.
Yep.
Exactly.
Why do I sound like Louis Lasser?
I don't know.
Is Louis Lasser Cobra Commander?
I think so.
It would explain a lot.
It would actually explain everything.
Oh my gosh, the Cobra Commander are trying to blow up the Statue of Liberty.
No, they're peaceful protesting.
What is happening at this movie?
Topical.
What is happening?
This is like the most American thing I have ever seen.
It really
this
is
my childhood. That's how old. Yes, I am old. I was around in the 80s when G.I. Joe was on the air in a cartoon, and I bought the toys, and it was the best time of my life.
There was a fucking Black Eagle just attacking someone.
Mm-hmm. Now we're in
right now, James. James is gonna be so mad. Like James is gonna be as mad when we did this one without him as you guys were when we did Fossil Friday for the fans without you guys.
Oh, hello.
Yes. Oh, it says twins.
Yeah, it's Terry and Todd.
Oh my god, they only have seconds left.
Terry and Todd.
Yes.
Okay, what timeline is it that all the 2B characters are G.I. Joe members?
I would say by the end of this episode. And also, oh, dude, he just committed mass genocide on that Cobra,
yes.
Cobra Commander jet.
Yeah, I love how they're all firing lasers, but nobody's hitting shit.
Yes. Just like stormtroopers.
I already know, like, Anastasia would be the Baroness.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, you know, there's already potential.
Starring a bee!
Craven to be a dreadnought.
Don Johnson.
Yep.
Marcy, that's Dakota Johnson's dad. Show some respect.
Wait, Burgess Meredith is with this? What?
Cobra yes. Commander, you bum.
Hey,
Sergeant Slaughter. As Sergeant Slaughter.
Damn maggots. Oh, just
see,
three
that's
people.
How you know, Sergeant. Well, to be fair, it's like those three major stars and also like the rest of the voice cast from the actual TV show.
But like, you don't care about the real voice cast.
Yes.
Is this the first cartoon we've done?
Yes. My God, actually, yes. Not done a cartoon for this show, and this is our first one.
In 190 something episodes, my goodness.
Well, to be fair, we have done a few movies lately that have been the first for the show that we have not got around to doing.
I mean,
we're breaking new ground this year.
And, you know.
When do we get to do a Bigfoot AI TikTok episode? Where we just react to but TikTok AIs.
Yes. Well, we'll do that for as a Patreon exclusive.
Well, the second that thing gets free, then you know fucking Craven's gonna be hanging out with Bigfoot.
Oh
yeah.
Although my niece was showing me the other day, it was like AI ASMR TikTok, and it was utterly terrifying. I could not do it. Nah, it looked like someone's eating rocks, and it sounds just as bad. And I'm like, nah, this is nah.
Hogwash, I'm Cobra.
I had Serpentor.
I
like your snakes, boy.
Cobra Commander, have you ever noticed you sound like Starscream?
I know. He's my brother from another mother.
They literally are the same person, Starscream and Cobra Commander. I mean, not in terms of the voice, but in terms of character.
Hello.
As memory serves, I think my Cobra Commander was more John Lovitz.
Yes.
Yes.
Those were the days where we used to just sit and listen to Cobra Commander on Skype with Movie Fan Central.
Yep.
Yes.
That's what, again, those were the seeds that were planted for Doobie Tuesday.
Yes.
Ever Cobra Commander, I just wanted you to blow up the statue. Liberty, you didn't even do a good job, and half our army was killed in that jet that exploded.
What? I'm Starscream, I mean Cobra Commander.
So basically, the twins, their names are basically like backwards.
Yeah, Tomox and Zaymont.
Yeah, this one is the name backwards.
I had one of them. I didn't. I had Tomax. I didn't have Seymour.
Oh, look, it's a clitoris.
Someone found it.
So there's the link from the Fossum Friday to G.I. Joe, the movie.
Yes.
The clitoris.
Yes.
And be sure to listen to Fossum Friday on this feed and several other feeds. I'm going to milk that show on. So.
Yes. If you haven't heard of Fossum, just go look on your local streaming apps or and you'll find the Awesome app. Fossum, sorry.
Yes.
I think it's fossum.tv, like Tubi. Yep.
Tubi. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have a Samsung TV. It's on there. I know cable digital boxes as well.
Mm-hmm. And the web version works well. You don't even need a sign up at all.
No,
same
you don't.
With Tubi. You don't need a sign up, so it's fine. I just have a Tubi account so I can keep track of my watch list.
No, wait. This is Tubi Tuesday. We could talk shit about Fossum, and Fossum, we could talk shit about things we don't like about Tubi, right?
Yes. Wait, what is happening? Intruder alert,
Sector 45A, battle station. Now, I almost actually applied for Cobra because they actually have really good dental and health benefits. They actually have free meds, so they'll cover your meds.
Oh, sick.
Yeah. Granted, you're going to be experimented on, a lot of those will be experimental medications from Dr. MindMeters, so.
I mean, it is tempting
which organization would you rather be part of, Cobra or Cobra Kai?
Why not both?
Yeah.
All this is like a drama just to deliver an Amazon package.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was back in the 80s.
Well, that is true.
They didn't have drones back then.
Here, have some drugs.
Was that creature in a jar that he was using?
I think it was.
It was.
Hello, it's me, creature in a jar. Yes, that was me. I use almost as a weapon. And I make people gag.
Yeah.
He's piecing out. He's like, no, I ain't doing with this.
But anyways, I'm going to get going. I'll see you later. Bye.
I love
it. And also, damn, you notice I sound a little bit like Cobra Commander 2.
Yes!
I'm not going to be able to stop just pretending I'm Cobra Commander. You're going to have to stop me.
Marcy, stop. Oh!
Whoa!
He got turned into a mummy! Ah! My beautiful face!
My beautiful face! Oh!
A face hugger!
That's copyright.
Oh, sorry, that's an ace lugger. What is the dude with the mustache? What's his name again? Because I keep forgetting every character. There's too many Joes and Cobras. Mustache, yes.
Guy who looks like Christopher Plummer in Star Trek 6?
Yes!
That's Dr. Mindbender.
Dr. Mindbender, it looks like he would be in porn with that look.
Yep. That's because that was what he used to do. They recruited him out of porn.
Here you go, Mr. Commander, sir. Here's your Amazon package. Oh, wait a minute. Sorry. This is your Wild Secrets package. Sorry.
Yes.
Fun fact. Serpentor actually contains the DNA of 15 world conquerors.
Oh.
And is the direct descendant of, in a way, of Genghis Khan.
Oh, okay. See, I don't know much about G.I. Joe lore, so you'll have to guide me.
Imagine those poor snakes. They've like been turned like, okay, now you need to hold still for about 5 minutes while I turn you into a scepter.
Oh, that's a sexy snakey, Andy.
Yeah, I'm like, who's that's a sexy Arnie right now.
I think that's Alexandria the Ghost Shark's cousin.
We don't need any new characters.
We don't need any new characters. She's just a character in this movie.
Because all we know on this show, all someone has to come up with an idea or a name, and next thing you know, they're a new character for like 6 episodes.
Yes. Because no idea is too stupid.
Look at my clamshell.
None of them.
You're showing him the clitoris.
Marcy, that's a Polly Pocket.
Yeah, I wonder why Polly Pocket.
This movie's got layers, man.
Add 11.
Meanwhile, I'm off to Walden University.
Oh, shit. Get the fuck out of here, sir. What are you doing? Yo, get the fuck out of here, you stupid idiot. Fuck, we're all dead.
My God, we
get
got
the fuck
that.
Out.
Learn this case together.
You know what? You know, even Australia, Marcy, on Australian Tubi, the ads are getting longer on Australian Tubi, and they never used to be.
I've had really short ads recently.
I've been getting long ones.
Give me them long ads.
Everyone get your McDonald's Happy Meal. Or if you're in Australia, it's Macca's.
Yes, exactly. Let's be honest. Oh, it's a zebra.
Yeah, the zebra wants you to save on your car insurance, but we all know we only believe in one insurance provider, and that is Gaiku Kaibu.
That is.
Because he's a party dude.
Exactly.
He approves everything.
Exactly.
And it's a good thing I've got insurance from Gaiku Kaibu on Stampy the Elephant, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh my god, finish ads! Do we still have another one? Fucking hell. Wait, what is this ad?
I don't know. It seems like it doesn't seem real to me.
I don't know what ads are for anymore. You'll watch an ad and then it's like for the most random thing that has nothing to do with what you just watched in the commercial.
Testicular cancer.
Yes.
Oh no, okay, it is for racing. Alright, we're back. 11:49.
Yes.
Okay, at least the racing ad was for racing. And I'm invested in this movie. I'm trying to learn all about Cobra Kai. G.I. Joes and Cobra Commanders. Fucking hell. Cobra Kai. Now you got that in my head.
They're Cobra Kai Manders. Pure energy, they're coming up with, like, what is it called? Fusion energy.
Do you like my
free
movie?
Energy? Yeah. Free energy? That sounds like communism. I don't know what communism is anymore.
I don't know what anything is anymore. That's why I don't talk about anything.
Yes. See, they're solving the world's energy crisis. Whoa.
Yeah, but
they're pumping out Graham's Christmas album from the North Pole.
Yes.
Yeah, but we cared about the environment and shit in the 80s and 90s.
I mean, Captain Planet taught us everything we know today.
No, that's why I don't litter. I listen to the PSA at the end of the episode.
Did you know there's an edgy Captain Planet comic? Like it's back. But it's like serious.
Yeah, so there was some like return to Captain Planet.
Yeah, fuck them up.
Oh no, they're attacking us at the Hoth base.
I mean, G.I. Joe have the most advanced kind of machinery technology, but yet they didn't know that they were coming. Cobra Commanders were coming over the fucking hill.
You nearly said Cobra Kai as well.
I did.
Wait, coming over the hill, let's...
Be a corner, son.
Hey, it's Chuck Norris.
You
Oh my gosh. There's a rag of G.I. Joe. He has no soul.
He's G.I. no soul. They were only allowed one.
They were only allowed one redhead in this. No, yeah, two, because we got Scarlet, remember?
Okay, whatever. They were allowed to.
Yes. And I mean, Scarlet's hot, so, you know, she had to be a part of it.
I'm very
You fucking idiot!
Louise's talking.
Lucky! I'm no lucky! I'm Cobra Kai Commander!
Marcy, I think you just found a new character, Cobra Kai Commander.
Cobra Kai Commander.
Show no mercy! Wait the leg, you imbeciles.
Awesome. Love it.
I love it.
And we'll do that with a voice mod. And there you go. There's your new character, Cobra Kai Commander.
Yes.
My voice mod is off today, unfortunately. You have to hear my lovely voice.
Write that down, Cobra Kai Commander, so we don't forget.
Add it to the list.
How are their motorbikes working in the snow?
You can't sweep the leg.
See, it's the thing you don't need to know about G.I. Joe vehicles, they work anywhere.
Yes, that is true.
This is where 2/3 of the America's budget goes to.
Yes.
I mean, they're shooting lasers.
The laser.
Oh, no.
This is Star Wars. What is happening right now? See, Empire Strikes Back.
I was going to say, it's ripped off the Avengers with Loki.
I mean, is G.I. Joe, what's the main G.I. Joe called? Duke?
Yeah.
Is he going to go find, like, a mentor in a really old man on some weird desolate place?
No.
Yeah, that would be the original Joe.
Well, that's the thing, though. Like,
who does exist in the comics?
Oh.
Yes. Well, I mean, we got to remember, G.I. Joe the movie was, like, made after Transformers the movie, and they basically were, like, setting out to basically kill the characters in the first half.
Why? Because Transformers killed Optimus Prime.
Yeah, well, but since there was fan outrage with Optimus Prime, yeah, they had to retcon it for this movie in audio form, so... Duke's gonna be okay, even though there's a fucking, like, impaled by a fucking snake scepter.
Yeah, how does he get his snakes into scepters?
Hello, Baroness is definitely Anastasia.
It's Anastasia.
Oh, Anastasia,
you
sorry.
Now call me Baroness Anastasia.
Oh.
Like, I mean, that does sound pretty cool. For Cobra Kai Commander now.
Oh, no. Oh no, he wrecked the cable TV satellite!
It's like the cable guy all over again.
I'm pretty sure that's not how satellites work. No surrender!
See, what do you need to understand for the G.I. Joe comic that's been around essentially for the last 30 years? Mm. It's one guy, for the most part, that's been writing it, Larry Hama.
Oh.
So it's gone from Marvel to, like, IDW and now to Image, and it's been one story.
With the same, like, person behind it.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that.
The characters have been killed off, and yeah.
Oh, wow. That's
pretty There's cool. little pox of reboots that kind of start over, but they always kind of go back to that main timeline. Mm. I hate it, but we
gotta split the force. Roadblock? Force?
I was about to say.
The folks. Take care of Serpentor and the BET. You heard the man. Let's wreck us
some reptile. Is Samuel L. Jackson before Samuel L. Jackson?
Yes, motherfucker. Yeah. Let's go wreck some Cobra Commanders, motherfuckers.
Bottom side.
Oh.
Yes, we have to go find sanctuary.
Oh, I wish I never told that word, sanctuary.
We need to go find AI Louise and resurrect her.
What? Well, who's AI Louise? Who's this character?
I don't know what. What?
What? What?
What? Kayfabe.
Kayfabe.
Corporate Commander, don't bring her up again.
And somehow they found their way into H.P. Lovecraft country.
Yeah, what is this? Hey,
Governor, what's this? Aliens.
Oh my god, it's Nigel!
It's Nigel. I work for Cobra, so I didn't tell you guys before. And oh wait, I'm back alive. When the timeline reset, I'm alive. I'm not a robot anymore.
Oh, that's good, but what are you talking about? What timeline reset? What are you talking about?
Kayfabe.
I'll be right back, because I have to go to the bathroom.
Oh, no, not the nameless, faceless henchmen who are going to get killed.
It's Quick Kick. I had him.
I like how they basically, it's like, we don't care about this weird shit that's around us in this cavern. Let's just keep trying to kill Cobra Commander. Cobra Commandos. Whoa!
No, 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 no!
No, not Snake Eyes! Snake Eyes, the best G.I. Joe character.
Yes.
That's racist, bitch!
That redhead is Saul is just as white as his outfit.
What?
You know what, Ted? You know what the Joes are missing at this point?
What's that?
They need a squadron of.
Oh, of the if they had the security gaze, essentially, Cobra Commander doesn't even stand a chance.
No.
And look, there's Archangel.
Who's this boy?
Archangel.
Oh, it is.
It looks like Archangel.
But it's not.
Oh, bravo.
Just like I planned.
Everyone looks so like fabulous in their outfits.
And it's a backhand. Backhands are always the most disrespectful.
Yes. I mean, I would rather be slapped this way, not that way.
He just Stevie Richard bitch slapped him.
Mm-hmm. I like her name's Pythona.
Pythona.
I left the oven on. I'll see you later. Bye.
Don't mention that in my house, B. We have signs for not leaving the oven on now.
Yes.
Who left it on?
Freddy.
Where are you taking the others?
You will find out soon enough, Dreadnought Ripper.
Dreadnought Ripper.
We know everything. We know that
Dreadnoughts like to drink grape soda.
Yes.
Are you balmy?
Oi! What side you're on? What's all this then? On your behalf. We're Dreadnoughts. We ain't out in the swamp. Your question.
A gem of that size answers all my questions.
Like, how rich can I be?
She's offering
me
the knowledge of the clitoris. Get it right.
Meanwhile, America!
24 hours. Where's Sergeant Slaughter?
He's coming. Smart
and tough. Is he now? Write him off
yet. Roadblock has been kidnapped by Dwayne Johnson. Take their place if Cobra hits us now. We've got the BET
and Serpentor, General Hawk. The Fang Gang's bound to take a whack. Can we pick the live action one next time? Is that on Tubi? What if I lead a
search party? Yes.
Joes, we need you to go to California and stop.
Oh, that's racist.
They want to go back and stop racist? What did he do this time?
Wait, who's racist?
Sorry, who's racist again?
I don't know what's happening. I just exist in my podcast room.
Kayfabe, we still know who characters are.
Stone Cold? Okay, where's Stone Cold?
Here are our new action figures. I mean, new recruits.
Here's our new stereotypes. Asian Kung Fu girl. Black basketball guy.
Yep.
His name's Harlem. Harlem Globetrotter.
Oh, Jesus.
White military guy.
Mm-hmm. Dude in Hawaiian shirt.
Who's the
Gary Busey.
Who's this dude?
Tunneler.
Okay.
That's Gung Ho. No, I think that's Beachhead. Yeah. Go to the papers, Foot Locker, weird stuff.
I think he had a date or something. What?
So basically, if you get recruited by G.I. Joe, do you just like just turn up and like basically what you want to be when you as yes. part of the team?
Yes. You get to pick your gimmick.
Yes. I want to be like the I just want to be a basketball and throw grenade basketballs at people.
Now do it. Now do it. With all this technology and they can't defeat the Cobras.
Well, this is a bit dangerous for a training scenario.
It's like the danger.
They kill. They kill. They kill 15% of their applicants.
Yeah.
It's how they do
the first course.
I think they saw what Starship Troopers did and like, oh, we want to do that too. Instead of live bullets, let's use live explosions.
They're like, you got to tunnel through the fucking sewers through shit, boy.
Whee!
Oh, that's on fire. He cuts cross court, sidestepping the opposition. Oh, okay. He executes a perfect 10 dive. Uh-oh. Oh my god, it's the Ninja Turtles game.
It is.
What's the point of putting barbed wire there if they're just going to swim under it?
And it's electrified. Oh.
Well, it forces them to swim under it.
Oh, he doesn't use grenades. It is.
Just blew up.
Hole in one.
That costs $100,000. What are you doing?
Yeah.
This shit's expensive.
He just punched a giant bell.
What is happening? Why are they mounting each other? Bananas.
Listen, that's how you train for G.I. Joe.
Well, that is true. Meanwhile, in a village from the movie Zom from Lucia Fulci. No problem, Beachhead. Beachhead.
Yeah.
I mean, do you get to choose your own code name in G.I. Joe, or do you just get a side one?
As I say, you get to pick your gimmick.
Yes. Oh, hi, doggy.
Unfortunately, this dog cannot be nominated for an award because it's animated and not real.
Yes.
I don't know. I mean, it's got a voice. I mean, it's probably a sound effect or Frank Welker, but it's still
called Frank Welker.
I have won several Doobie Awards, and I'm not real either, so...
Oh, well, that is true. I'll find out. Is Frank Welker the voice of the dog?
Probably. Look, he can find fucking... explosives and shit. What a good dog.
No, don't get a dog.
No, not the explosion.
Don't
dogs.
Don't blow up.
I would have popped in 4D if they would have pulled a crazy house in that they would have killed the dog in the first 20 minutes. Good fella.
Get rid of that thing. Don't go chasing it. Fucking dog. He's usually
quite obedient. Why am I Mexican now? Olale.
Yeah, what?
I mean...
And...
I mean, Frank Welker.
And...
28, 29.
And we're back. Boy, we're back to Walden University. Oh. Create opportunities,
not wait for them. Sorry, what were you saying, Bade, with the trivia? Not
back. Well, Frank Welker is a voice of actor on this movie, obviously, but whether he is the dog, I'm a... Oh, wait a second. Get the W. Walden University. Set a course for change. Really cool. Vehicle break. Oh, well, I mean, the characters are Law and Order. I mean, that's the guy.
Law and Order.
Yeah.
Bop-bop.
Love it.
Oh, Order is the name of the dog, and he is the voice of Order, so that counts.
All right, adding it. Adding it.
Yep.
Oh,
Order
wait, it just
is an official
animal performance, so it doesn't have to be real. So that's fair.
Yes, exactly.
Is the dog called Law and Order, or?
Oh no, just Order. But the owner is named Law.
Order the dog. Welcome, G.I. Joe.
Oh, Beachhead. shows that he gets no respect.
That's because his name's Beachhead. Wait, does he just have a fucking missile? What?
He's gonna throw it. How strong is he?
He's based off Gary Busey's character from Point Blank.
I don't know. I just like to grab like missiles and throw them at tanks.
Utah, give me two.
If that guy was around in that missile crisis, he could have just grabbed all the missiles. Would have been fine. Yeah.
He could have.
No. Who says so? Everybody, the word is when you're around, things go
wrong. Yeah, well, they usually turn out right in the end. We already have one ninja, but we need a female ninja for the sell to the girl market.
And you're Asian, so
that's racist, bitch.
They're trying to branch out.
That's America.
To market to everybody.
Yeah,
exactly. Damn it, Jinx.
Are you saying that G.I. Joe is all DEI hires?
Yes.
Yes.
And see, this is, see, G.I. Joe and Cobra good example why DEI works. DEI with G.I. Joe, it works. Everyone, it's diverse. Everyone has their function. They work out. Cobra doesn't do DEI. They just do it because, you know, they just hire and they keep failing all the time.
How do we know there wasn't 15 other female ninjas that were better than her that could have been hired, but she got hired because she was the Asian and they needed to fill her quota?
What if they were all Asian?
That's racist.
Are you saying she wasn't hired because she's blonde and got big tits?
Yes.
Hi, I'm Southern Belle. I'm a new member.
I'm appealing to the bimbo audience.
I'm Don Johnson.
Oh my god, it's Melanie Griffith.
It is. Sounds like Melanie
Kind
Griffith.
Of is. Now we know where Dakota came from.
Flint! Watch this. Over my shoulder. Duke. Oh. What are you doing here? My duty, which is more than you seem able to do. Didn't it occur to you, son of a bitch? Prison is no place for a
date. Wait,
oh my gosh, Falcon. he's a Falcon, not Duke.
Oh, Falcon.
Who's Falcon?
That dude with the blonde.
No, that's Duke.
Stop trying to make this confusing for poor Marty.
I don't know who's who. Shut up.
Okay, so Duke is the one with the blondish hair. Falcon's the one with the cap.
Okay, so is he voicing Duke or Falcon?
Oh, he's Falcon. I thought that was Flint. Okay. I thought that was Flint.
I'm so lost. Whatever. See, look, they're even trying to add the lesbian subplot in here. I did have kind of a date with Falcon, but I doubt he's going to have much time for socializing with either of us from here on. See, and then she's like, we're going to have to socialize together.
And then it becomes an Andy Sedaris movie.
Yes,
exactly. And you're over the line on military protocol. I'm an officer and I guys, just make out already. Right, fucking hell.
They can't. Aren't they like cousins or brothers or something?
No, just it's male to sperm.
Oh, okay.
What a twist.
Oh my gosh. Southern Bell was evil this entire time. Oh my gosh, Stephanie, I gotta do all my best thinking in the leg.
Taking a dip, love. Who the fuck is this Mad Max guy?
Oh.
That's Star Chan's sister.
Terminator Toby's wig!
Yes, she's wearing it.
It is.
It's even in animated form.
Have you seen how jacked Ninja Terminator Toby is since we fixed the timeline? He's shredded down.
He's
Craven's Club doing the freaking wrestling. Oh. He's a champion. Like, I can't defeat that guy now.
Yeah. He's dominating the mud wrestling floor.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Marcy. One of the characters says, oh my gosh, it's a bloomin' sea monster. Oh, okay, you did say the Boston accent, but pillow fight.
I thought he was gonna put the pillow over someone's head. I'm going to be under it.
Know what I mean, Gung Ho? Yeah, we're all antsy tonight, Alpine, but don't sweat it. That new kid, Lieutenant Falcon, is guarding our outer perimeter.
Get out of the way, hot stuff coming through.
we got to fit as many Joes in this movie because to sell as many toys.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, also, too, I wonder if it was like, oh, well, because of the Transformers backlash, we better not kill off every Joe like we did in Transformers. Nice legs for a grease
monkey soldier. Falcon. Whoa!
Oh, sexual harassment.
Damn.
Which member of the Joes is the HR department? He's just wearing a he's wearing a cardigan and a tie in the battle.
We're just gonna have to.
They need a HR Joe if this is going on.
Once Colin is able to jump on the show, we're reporting Falcon to HR.
Yes. What is going on in this movie? The pentaplastic shield
would stop him cold. Oh. Sexy Artie outfit. That's whatever her name is. I can't remember any of the characters other than the main ones. Not her, the other one.
That one?
No. That's Jinx.
Yeah, I worked that out.
It's Zahara, Zanara, whatever.
Zarana.
Okay, there you go. See, I should have asked you, Batch, because you're the expert.
These are too many toys to keep track of here.
In the current Energon universe, from Skybound, from Robert Kirkman, basically they've combined the Transformers and the G.I. Joe universe, so technically all the lasers are made of Energon.
Oh.
See, that's a universe you can easily do, like, in the same, like, put them in the same existence, whatever, you know what I mean?
And essentially, G.I. Joe in the comics, the current comic run, and the new one, not the old one I spread earlier, but the new one, was created because Starscream killed one of Duke's best friends.
Oh.
See, I told you Starscream would be a bitch. No, it can't be. Oh,
brother, you are bad luck. Hey, you're not exactly a rabbit. Dude, just sexually harassing this woman in the workplace. Bloody hell, Don Johnson. Is that why he's a new character? So they could give Don Johnson a role?
Probably.
Well, that and also basically kind of like do what they did with Hot Rod in the Transformers series. Have it like pass the torch from Duke to a new character.
Mm. I don't know. It's essentially the same pass story. Pass the torch to this guy. Falcon, take a good look at what your irresponsibility cost us. Because you deserted your post, an enemy force was able to penetrate. Yeah, see what it did.
So I always thought that was General Hawk. You're
confined to quarters. I think it is General Hawk.
Yeah. Get him out of
my sight. He's got black hair, so he's General Hawk.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need like a spreadsheet of all the characters.
Yes. Oh, look, it's a taco. It's
What's
a flying taco.
Taco Bell in Australia. Who are these guys?
What the Lovecraft is this shit?
What is this?
This literally is the Mountains of Madness.
And kind of in loving this movie right now. I'm kind of loving it a lot. Oh, it's a turd. Where's Sergeant Slaughter?
He's coming.
He's coming.
Yeah, but how long?
Oh, no, not Roadblock and Lady J. Ew.
Why did you come on this woman?
With that giant taco creature landed, it just went. Oh, no. Tics.
Oh, great crabs.
Damn it, it's all the ex-boyfriend's crabs.
Oh my God, creatures die.
Red carpet for most noble one. Okay. Pythona. Okay. Your freedom and your life. Who's this, like, meatball?
Golobulus.
Wait, is he the personification of canon films?
Yeah.
Yes. I never even realized. You're right.
Dude, I can't unsee Christopher Plummer in Star Trek VI.
Yes.
It's been ages since I've seen, like, that live-action one.
Yes.
Who played the silver dude?
Oh, Destro? Christopher Eccleston. Christopher.
It was Christopher Eccleston, right?
Yes.
That's right.
That's right, Terry and Todd, and that random dude in the background.
What? He's floating on that thing!
So say we all.
It looks like he's flying on a burger.
Can we do a rewatch of Battlestar Galactica podcast now that you mentioned that line?
Yes. That's just Meredith.
Oh. Well, why isn't Rocky fighting for him? I'm a bit disappointed in that.
Rocky Balboa is technically a member of the Joes.
Oh.
There was a mail-in offer for a Rocky Balboa figure.
Yes.
Misfit like you got into this outfit in the first place. They're gonna
shoot Falcon? Not now. This is just a preliminary hearing. Three good men. Let's shoot him later. Bizarre new enemy. All because
you can't obey orders. Your record is a shameful parade. I'm trying to look up the characters in this movie.
That's gonna be a lost cause, Marcy.
So Cobra, Destro, okay. We found none. If it please the court. At least I'll try and know who's who.
He's a fucking idiot. Don't.
I just know underneath it all there's a Joe worth saving. Falcon is my Peter Cullen is voicing the archangel looking one, and that's Nemesis Enforcer. See? I'm learning.
Don't do me any. Okay, so there you go. Duke and Falcon are half brothers.
Falcon, Duke's trying to help.
Now, Falcon, what did you do to stop them from making Sir Mentor escape?
I didn't do fucking shit.
Exactly.
All right, I've learned something new today. This is great. So I can technically say I have met someone who's in this movie with Peter Cullen.
Get out. Get out of my life, Duke.
Oh, my God. It is Tommy Wiseau.
He could be a Joe, technically.
Yes. Falcon, you're gonna learn
what it means to be a Joe, even if it kills you. Okay.
We're gonna shoot you to the slaughterhouse.
If he's going to the slaughterhouse, does he have to go with Sergeant Slaughter?
Yes.
Taste my wrath. I'm Cobra Kai Commander. I sweep your leg.
You are dismissed. And that's an order.
Damn, Sergeant Slaughter.
Yeah.
I mean, look at Sexy Artie right there. All these people look like they dressed up for an SM.
Yes.
At least we know what Cobra.
Cobra Commander's trying to find the clitoris.
There's too much suggestion in this movie.
This movie is secretly an essay on male's masculinity.
Yes.
This movie is so fucking amazing that I forgot I have Shark Week.
Oh!
43:10. Well, add. Add.
And it's
Charlie. Get that kid off my eyes, you little wankers. Get that.
Yeah, fucking wanker.
Is there any trivia on this movie?
I'm like looking at all the characters who are in this movie. I love the fact that there's a character named Dial Tone.
Yep.
That's Louise on a rotary phone.
That's their communication officer.
Yes.
Every Joe has a job.
Yes.
I don't know what Bazooka's job is, but...
And we're back.
Oh, shit, we're back. 43:15. Sorry, I'm just reading some trivia. Do you want to hear some trivia?
Yep.
Yes.
All right. The movie's opening sequence with the G.I. Joe soldiers saving the Statue of Liberty, allegedly, from the Cobra invaders was originally intended to be the climax in earlier drafts of the film. The director and storyboard artist decided to salvage it and turn it into the film's opening so newcomers could understand the premise of the series and justify Sir Penta shouting at his underlings in the following scene, as in final drafts of the script. Opened on Cobra Island with Sir Penta shouting at them for no reason. So there you go. To preserve our ways and await an opportunity to
reclaim the earth. Generations past. This literally is something out of Lovecraft. Came to
my attention. Wow, did you know?
Oh!
Pythona did not receive an action figure until the G.I. Joe Collectors Club released one in 2016.
Oh,
yeah. Like, they've released almost every single Joe in, like, bigger size with the current, like, G.I. Joe line. It's so cool. I wish I had the money.
Oh, so we know now we know Cobra Commander's backstory. He's an alien.
That explains everything. But I also started in my dojo.
Sorry, I'm fascinated by the trivia in this. I'm obsessed with G.I. Joe now. In addition to being killed off in earlier drafts, one draft of the script featured a funeral for Duke. Wait. There was a G.I. Joe movie in 1945. Oh, not actual G.I. Joe. Okay. The culmination of centuries, the ultimate fruit of hypergenetic manipulation, a weapon no enemy can withstand. Oh, so this movie didn't go to theaters because Transformers and My Little Pony underperformed.
Yep, went straight to video.
Ah.
And I think when it they also split it up into like a multi-part episode series for TV as well.
Oh, okay. Generate all organisms they touch, mutating them into primitive incompetence. The last animated film produced by Marvel Productions, now Marvel Animation, until Ultimate Avengers in 2006. Oh, this was the first animated feature to be released direct to video in the United States.
Nice.
Oh.
Anyway, that's Marcy's trivia for this movie for this episode.
Yes, we're going to turn everyone into cobra creatures.
So I noticed Tubi, well, Tubi US has the series, so I might actually have to go watch the series properly.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I'm going to be obsessed with G.I. Joe.
I can hook you up with the comics.
Oh, hell yeah.
I literally have every issue. I literally have every issue on my computer.
Hell yeah. Give me the first lot and I'll probably get into it. I'm not gonna lie to you now.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed.
Welcome to G.I. Joe Tales coming soon on Pop 40.
Apparently that's gonna be a thing. I think it's gonna have to be a thing now, Match. We're gonna have to go over every issue of G.I. Joe.
Yes.
With me.
Larry Hammer run from the beginning to present day.
No, I don't want to see Toby's ectoplasm.
No, do not put the creature in a jar on my face. I will sweep your leg.
They're not killing off Cobra. Wait, whoa.
Oh, he's got Kraven abs.
Hello, I have a six pack now. Nemesis
Enforcer, this is a
look how shredded I am.
Joe prisoners so they can see the fate which awaits them. I like that. Does he have to team up with the Joes? This doesn't sound right.
Well, you know the old saying, Marcy, the enemy of my enemy is my friend.
I know, I watched Cobra Kai. I know how this shit works.
So,
Yeehaw!
Falcon is supposed to enjoy himself, Wild Bill. Gung-ho, oh my God, Wild Bill could be Honky Cornette.
Yeah,
it could be.
You want to go to my wrestling promotion in Cravens Club and try and defeat Ninja Terminator Doobie into oil wrestling?
Well, second of all, Wild Bill is our cousin, and we are big fans of his work in this movie.
Yeah, but Free Cobra Commander.
Exactly, Free Cobra Commander!
I'm sorry, I thought we were cutting back on characters on this show. I wasn't prepared to be with my boy this week.
Well, the opportunity came, so I had to come in.
Well, apparently, you're my cousins. You're Hockey Cornet's cousins now.
Must have been the timeline.
Oh, look at that crotch. Look at that hair.
Brother. K-Fabe.
K-Fabe, brother.
K-Fabe.
You can't K-Fabe on a bullhorn. And everybody hears it.
His sister, what is with his hair?
He looks like Chris Redfield from Resident Evil.
Is he anti-Cobras? Yeah.
Yes, these are the anti-Cobra squad.
Are they former Cobras?
Possibly.
Well, that'd be interesting, like former Cobras working for G.I. Joe. Oh, here we
there
go!
We there are. He is!
Yeah!
You. That fucking time, Sarge!
Drill instructor for G.I. Joe. Yeah. Hello, everyone. I'm Ken Slaughter, Sergeant Slaughter's cousin. I run a comic book shop in Barrie, Ontario, Canada. Have you cleaned out your box? There's too many G.I. Joe comics in there. This is a joke for two people.
Better sell me all those G.I. Joe comics.
You know what, guys? I'm just going to put it out there.
Itty bitty ditty bag. Is he talking about P. Diddy?
Yes. Itty bitty ditty bag. That's what you're popping your comics in. An itty bitty ditty bag. Maggot.
So I put the baby oil in there.
I love the fact that Sergeant Slaughter is a literal G.I. Joe character.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, of course. He was a football player. Look at him. He's in his football gear. Oh.
A circus acrobat with a few
loose bats in his big top. Oh my god. I can't handle this. The 80s were fucking wild. Okay. We need to bring back 80s drugs.
Exactly. We need
Quaaludes,
people.
The slaughterhouse is for Sergeant Slaughter. It's a
Marcy, you're so excited for Sergeant Slaughter.
I'm excited for this movie because it's amazing.
Yeah.
Also,
stars on Letterboxd.
I'm just saying it right now. Sergeant Slaughter for best supporting actor for this movie.
Fucking oath, yes.
Limited edition Kraven the Hunter number one. Variant cover.
Oh, you need to make the action figure art of Kraven as a G.I. Joe. That has to be a
thing. Also, $27.95.
I'd buy it. When the guards open the gates, we're gone. What am I doing here? No.
Ew, that's suggestive. I like Roblox just literally pulled out of fucking giant tooth out of the wall. Let's get out of here.
Now, Roblox's one of those iconic Joes. It was kind of fucked up that what's his name from in the first the Channing Tatum G.I. Joe movie? Like, it was supposed to be Roblox, but they called him heavy duty. Then when The Rock shows up in the second one.
But he plays Roblox in that one.
Yeah.
My impetuous friend.
I mean, he's got a good voice for being that kind of a character.
Which G.I. Joe is Bruce Willis?
Oh, was there a... Wasn't he... I think, no. He was in the movie.
He was the original Joe,
He was the original G.I. Joe.
Yeah.
Who started everything.
Wait, so in... Wait, are we talking about the live-action movie?
Yes.
Yes.
So who was Channing Tatum in the first one?
Oh, Duke.
He was Duke. That's what I thought. Okay, yeah. Mm.
And Adrian Padalecki, who I have met, played Lady J in that movie as well.
And was it Sienna Miller was Baroness?
Yes.
Yeah, she was good.
Look, take me with you before Jake the Snake Roberts tells me I'm his pet snake Damien.
Yes.
I know, I need a Damien's reference. It's Damien's origin story.
It is.
This is why he bit Macho Man.
I mean, the WWE wrestlers at the time could have been like G.I. Joe characters as well, because they could
pretty
have
much were.
Oh no, it's Archangel again.
That's Peter Cullen.
Yes.
Oh no!
So I have too met late. Someone in this.
I'm blind.
I'll be your eyes, you can't see, but I'm going to point anyway.
He's not going to see where he's pointing.
I know.
Yes, but I'm Cobra Kai Commander.
You know who should be a member of the G.I. Joes? Dude. Tony Storm.
Oh. Yes.
Dude, I don't even care. What is up with her Carmen Sandiego look, but I love it.
Yes.
5509.
Because I promise that I am no pussy.
No.
No now, Tony.
And that'd be your Joe name, Timeless.
Ah, she's timeless. We're back. That was a quick
and we're back.
5511.
We're like only 40 minutes left of this movie.
Yeah, this is go pretty fast.
Mm.
Yeah.
It was me, Anastasia, your Baroness. Whoa! What is this? Where are they?
Antarctica.
In the mountains about this, Marcy.
Yeah, they're trying to battle Cthulhu right now. What the fuck is going on?
I mean, if Cthulhu popped up in this movie, I would not be surprised.
Come on, snap out of it! You're so useless, I'm pointing where to go and you can't see. I
You're
was
looking
a man
at a beautiful
once.
Face.
I taught in my dojo.
Look,
Johnny Lawrence, is that you?
I'm on Shark Week. I have to entertain myself. Oh, I don't want to see him without his mask. That doesn't no. You're not as.
He looks like Louis Gossett. He looks like Louis Gossett Jr. in Enemy Mine.
He took off the mask. He's all.
It's me, Austin.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Dude, this is Enemy Mine right now. That is Louis Gossett Jr.
Yes, it is.
It is.
This movie inspired everything.
Yes.
Or everything inspired.
Well, I think I think Enemy Mine came out before this movie.
That's what I was thinking. I'm like, no, that doesn't make sense.
Wait a sec. Meanwhile, at the slaughterhouse,
they're
just eating ribs.
Oh my god, they slaughtered Falcon. What's his name?
They didn't eat him, Marcy. They're not that evil.
No, they ate the Order Law's dog.
Poor Order. He didn't mean to be eaten.
I thought they went to that bartender guy's house.
I like how they made Sergeant Slaughter so fucking buff in this movie.
Yeah.
Little did people know, only a few years later, Sergeant Slaughter would turn heel. The Himalayas are a big hunk of geography, Sergeant,
but we can't wait any longer. Also, when am I going to go on break so I can go fight Hulk Hogan?
My favorite Sergeant Slaughter from that era is when he tried to when he turned babyface again. I want my country back. And all is forgiven that he teamed with James Duggan before he was released.
Was that when he got released because of the cocaine?
I think Duggan got released with the cocaine, yeah. Yes, horoscope
city is Because, you know, Iron Sheik was like, Bubba, we got the cocaine. We I can't do his voice. Training, huh? Fuck. Then why don't we Someone do the Iron Sheik about going to get really cocaine. Well, that's what I call
a challenge. Or we should make a D Generation X joke, because there's Commissioner Slaughter.
Cobra will never think of looking for the BET in a civilian security lab. Let's hope not. What's the BET? Anyway, should I know what this means?
Oh, God.
The Baroness does not want to answer to this telephone. Milestone, go away.
Hello?
Hello, everyone. It's me, Louise.
Hi, Louise. What's up?
Oh, honeys, why didn't you tell me you were watching G.I. Joe, the movie? I love this movie.
What do you mean you're with Toby? Like, aren't you mad at Toby?
What are you talking about? I'm not Toby. He and I are still very much in love with each other.
Okay. That's weird.
And also, I've been spending a lot of time with my stepchild, Baby Boobalini.
Are you in Ninja Terminator 2? Be okay? Because I heard that he filed divorce papers for you.
I don't know what you're talking about. We're fine, honey. There's no divorces going on here. We're one big happy family.
Hello, everyone. It's me, Louis Lassa. Hi, Louis. I'm glad that I got you here because I'm managing a new band that works at Champions, the bar band. They're called the Slippy Dipshits. And they've got a hit song that was written by somebody you know, and I want your opinion on it.
Okay, I guess I can give it a listen.
Sure. This song's called Louise Doesn't Know.
Oh.
Take it away.
Louise doesn't know that Toby's really dad. She's pointing Mario and calling me a cat. But I banged that ghost in fog and made a sharky kid. Now Fubalini's floating with a bib and haunted squid. Louise doesn't know, Louise doesn't know. So don't tell Louise doesn't know. We did it in the pool right beneath the boiler vent. While you were upstairs yelling about your ghost rent. You saw her glowing fins. You thought that meant it's Tom. But Toby splashed inside me while I sang a ghosty song. Louise doesn't know. She's blaming Mario's got there, but he's just a ghost who makes my soap. Soapy's baby out with up. Louise doesn't know. Louise doesn't know. So don't tell Louise. Louise doesn't know.
Yeah, the song was written by Alexandria.
Oh, Alexandria. She's such a whore.
Louise, didn't you find it confusing that, like, Baby Boobalini was suddenly just in your family? Come in,
G.I. Joe. Not really. I mean, she was always there. I mean, granted, I thought she was Tamaria's child, and then all of a sudden she was Toby's. It was so weird. It's like the last 6 months didn't happen.
I think Louise knows now that Toby's the dad and of Alexandria's love child.
I mean... Yes, exactly. I mean, I don't like Alexandria, but I am coping with being stepmama, especially after all my children have died and I need someone to fill the void.
Now, Louise, you take this very well. I'm disappointed by this. I expected you to be pissed.
Oh, I was pissed for like a minute. And let's just say something might have happened, but I can't remember. I mean, it's all a blur to me.
Okay.
I think everything.
We're gonna run this. You're gonna use this as an excuse for everything now, aren't you? Mm-hmm.
Yes, exactly, honey. But okay. Anyway, so I gotta get going because I'm gonna go do something I haven't done in ages, which is vacuum my house and drink red wine and eat pumpkin pie. So I'll talk to you all later, honeys. Bye.
I think Louise is in denial, and I think she's gonna snap.
Yep.
I don't know, I got a feeling.
Maybe. I have a feeling it's not maybe for anybody.
No. Did you see her eye twitch a little bit, or was that just me?
No, I saw it.
Actually, I saw both her eyes twitch, so whatever's going on. Okay.
Toby, if you're listening, run. Run, she knows. Oh! Louise knows.
Whoa, Sergeant Slaughter's got a face hugger on his face.
Oh, shit.
Shit's happening in the movie again.
Yes.
Luckily, we that whole bit was done and out of the way before.
Yes, exactly.
Good timing, everybody.
All right, we're getting our shit together now.
Here we are.
Yes.
And Colin's still not here.
I know Colin will show up when there's like a minute left.
I mean, Colin's not here, so...
I will say, Sergeant Slaughter's giving his all for this voice acting in this movie.
Yes, he is.
He is. I appreciate it.
I wish half the WWE roster would show this much effort in the voice acting in WWE 2K25.
Yes. And also, in honor of Colin not being here, I'm going to play this sound effect.
It's the post-apocalypse, dickhead!
What apocalypse? I don't know what happened. What are you talking about?
I don't know. Like, I just found it. That. I thought it.
No.
I don't. It's weird. Like, I don't remember you saying that either, Marcy. Weird.
Kayfabe, so are we going to have to figure out what actually happened, what didn't happen?
Yeah, kayfabe.
I mean, this movie has like maybe 25 minutes left, and I keep forgetting that.
Do you know what would be funny if Duke Colin died... joined and forgot to put like his camera and unmute his microphone?
Yes. And he's been here the whole time talking
and
to himself.
He's been here the Colin, whole time. If you
can hear me right now, unmute your mic and turn on your camera.
Okay, maybe he's not here. Well, we gotta understand he is a divorced dad, so he's gotta look after them kids.
Come on, guys, let's all go. We gotta round up those ICE protesters. Go, Joe. There goes our ride. That ain't necessarily
so. They're gonna go in this helicopter tank thing. Wire this baby, and we're out of here. So did they train enough to be useful?
They've only been training for like a week. Ay, caramba. Oh, that's
a good
boy.
The dog's still there.
Yes, okay, they didn't need the dog.
Thank goodness for that. Where are they even
Quick,
fighting?
Quick, shoot random places. They're at the Joe base.
Oh. Then where are the other people on that weird fucking H.P. Lovecraft?
Oh, they were back at the Cobra Commander base. Cobra Commander, whatever, Cobra base.
Oh!
Oh!
What was that sound effect?
I don't know.
It sounds like
oh,
she
did that up.
Oh my god, they're oh using gosh, Kobe's she's... ectoplasm.
Why are they coming all over those tanks?
Hey!
There he is!
There he is!
What?
Hey, Colin.
What up, Colin?
What up?
our HR department's finally here. We need to report Flint for sexual assault.
Yes.
Who's sexual assaulting people? We need to know this. We need to get it out of here.
Falcon?
Yes, Falcon's was slapping a ass, and we need to file a complaint.
Yes.
I love that you come in at this point, Colin.
But we've only got like half hour left of this movie.
Whatever. I don't give a shit. I don't even know what's going on. I just see a bunch of shit coming. And
that's pretty much what's happening. There's the big
literally and figuratively
between the Cobra Commanders and the G.I. Joes.
Oh. It's alright. It's like 95 degrees. It's like 95 degrees in my apartment, so I'm sweating balls in here. So.
And also, Colin, the last 6 months have been a blur. We don't remember anything that just happened.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Kayfabe.
Well,
I was living in a dream world anyway. It's fine.
Yeah. We're just watching.
Why is Marcy red?
She's on Shark Week.
Oh, tight.
Thankfully, this movie's making it a lot easier to process it.
Oh, good. You haven't been a real bitch today?
I actually have.
Yet. The key word is yet, Colin.
Wait.
Yeah.
What is happening? Wait, what is that?
Oh! It's a fucking giant worm!
It's a big dick monster.
What is happening?
I love that this movie, like, at least the previous Joe series up to this point was like... Oh, it's trying to be at least realistic enough, and it's like, we're going to throw fucking Lovecraft monsters into this now.
Yeah, what is happening?
It's a fucking Doom sad words.
Yeah, I was like, is this fucking become Doom all of a sudden? What is that? Is that a chainsaw gun?
Yes.
Dude, yeah, like that fucking thing he's stabbing into the fucking metal is going to go through that.
Yeah, you get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out of here.
Inform Serpentor, the prize is ours. What was the prize?
We're going to Buffalo Wild Wing now. We won.
They're going to eat those worms. They look like those, tequila. Like,
imagine the amount of tequila you could put those worms in.
Professor X is in this time.
That is the what is it? The Blackbird from? Is that what the plane's called in X-Men?
Pretty much, yep. Yeah.
I love how I came in the last, like, battle.
I know.
Yep.
Oh, and there's Sergeant Slaughter. Like, the lit Sergeant Slaughter plays himself in this movie.
What's the BET?
The BET channel. They're promoting it to the cable channel, Marcy.
Whee! Yo, Joe!
This is like the... My question for all of you, which is more American, this movie or Team America World Police?
Both.
Yes.
Is this racist too?
Oh, we've been debating that the entire movie.
Yeah, pretty much.
Because they're just a bunch of stereotypes. Mm-hmm.
Dude, yes. And I missed the most stereotyped movie. Oh,
yes, you did.
So yeah. Because, you know, why wouldn't the black character be a basketballer?
Oh! Uh-oh. See, that snake scepter went through his heart.
Damn.
And also, just like you, Colin, whenever Susceptor touches his trouser snake, it goes hard too.
Yeah, but I need a blue chew first.
Yes. Sorry, I couldn't resist. I apologize, Colin. Love you, Colin. And then he's never coming back to the show.
Then he doesn't come back ever. Wait, did they actually kill Dukoff or no?
No, they. Yes. It was originally, he was meant to be killed off, but they now say like, oh no, he's in a coma in a voiceover.
It's all your fault, Falcon.
Fuck you, Falcon.
And this is why you're your half brothers. And not the good half. It's my own fault. No, you did it. It's okay, brother. Channing Tatum will replace you.
Yeah.
Wait, who was Dennis Quaid in it?
He was General Hawk. Yo, Joe.
He's gone into a coma. They can just tell.
Didn't he get stabbed with a dick snake?
Yeah. Duke went back to his home planet.
Yes.
Allegedly.
Dukington.
He's in a coma. Don't worry. We'll do everything we can
for Duke. That obviously was a redone line, because he's crying.
Yes.
Yeah. He was meant to be dead. They're like, that Optimus Prime backlash didn't go down too well.
I mean, what did H.R. Giga do the creature design for this movie? Because that would make sense.
Is that the BET?
And promoting the BET channel. Yes. Yeah. And of course there's fucking light in the sky. They were doing it in the 80s too.
Where are these monsters?
Sky beam, I should say.
Oh, there's a time worm.
And it's gonna take 15 minutes.
That tiny little worm?
Yes.
General Hawk, I've identified an energy source. It's definitely.
It looks like Energon.
Why does he have a radio on his arm?
Is that dial tone?
Yes, yes, it is dial tone. Yes.
Nice.
What happened to Beachhead? Cobra Commander? I'm not sure the Rawhide. They just walked off into the sunset!
Because, Marcy, that's where up where they belong.
It really was enemy mine.
Yes. We need someone to guard the base and try to contact Flint. Yes, sir. And also, Falcon, this is all your fault, so you're staying behind.
Dude, oh, there's Falcon's Cobra Commander. Dick. Oh, there he is.
He's now a snake.
I am now in my snake form.
That snake.
Which matches? And which matches your penis? Stop
saying that you hear you making. He's choking his snake.
It's just Bossy, gonna start spitting shit from its head.
I mean, right, when you choke your snake. I mean, when you choke your snake, doesn't that what happens?
It's yes, it. Yes, it is.
Wee!
The storyline was done. They went off into the sunset.
Oh, they found General Hawk pretty quickly.
Just, you know, how it happens. He's gonna fracture your rear. Whoa!
What? Whoa!
This movie's for kids, bro.
Is it? Is it really?
I mean.
What's Cobra Law?
That's the place where all the creatures are.
Did they think of anything better than Cobra Law?
It was originally called Cobra LA, but you know that would have been like a.
Yeah.
Well, we all know what LA is like now, so.
I am aware of everything. All shall be accomplished.
Yeah.
It took a while for that little snake to go around that thing.
Sometimes it takes a while for your snake to get aroused. I mean, what? That's not a weird tree. What are you talking about? Plants only eat G.I. Joes.
I'm tripping balls now.
Let's smoke them. Not time to slaughter.
Wait, when did this become fucking the Evil Dead?
It literally is.
That tree thing's gonna fucking do things to them.
Yeah, it's gonna struggle cuddle Sergeant Slaughter.
It won't be the first time that's happened to him. Look at Cobra Commander. Those orbiting pods contain degenerative
spores, and if the BET is shut down, the pods will open. It's just like, look at him! Look at him!
You can't shut down BET. BET is what's Tyler Perry going to air all of his movies on?
Oh, exactly. My God, ad. 1 hour, 16 minutes, and 2 seconds, and we'll be back from this ad now at 3 seconds.
Too bad your ass got sad.
Look at poor Cobra.
I was a man.
Ah, someone give me a jacket.
I was in my dojo sweeping legs.
Somebody jerked me off already.
I never thought I'd be glad to see you show up, Falcon. Thanks, Flint. Yeah, well, Falcon's a dick.
You,
what,
Falcon? You fucking idiot. Cobra Commander is the only
one who can tell us. They had to say BET.
Yeah.
Yes. See, this is what the show, this is what the movie's been about the entire time, saving the BET channel.
I mean, what's the rap awards going to air on then?
Yeah. Yes. The Source Awards and fucking Madea. How am I going to watch my Madea movies?
I was going to say, they're doing it for Tyler Perry, obviously. Oh, we found the back door.
Also, coming up very soon is my favorite fucking line in this entire movie. I'll point it out when it arrives.
Is that Nigel? Yeah, bug
brain. It is Nigel.
Oh, no.
Hello, hello, hello!
When was that guy Mexican?
Oh!
Was he Mexican? I don't fucking know.
Yo, Joe. They fly too close to the Carnot tree. They're too fly, Wyvern.
You do not make fun of Anastasia Baroness.
Yes.
I will crush you.
Call the G.I. Joes when you were a kid.
No.
I wish I had G.I. Joe's.
It was a Canadian thing.
No, it's just, I think it's a generational thing.
Yep.
Whee!
Yeah, but didn't... What was, like, the Australian version of trying to do G.I. Joe's? Wasn't it, like, Action Man?
Yeah, Action Man is kind of an unofficial connection. Like, there is a separate line called Action Man now, which some of the guys that made the original kind of G.I. Joe figures, like, since they started rebooting them in the bigger size, have moved on to that. Mm. So they're making original characters now?
Tight.
Because I feel like we didn't really get, like, G.I. Joe toys, but you could get, like, Action Man toys.
Yeah.
Action Man.
Because I remember wanting like Transformer toys, but I had to get like knockoffs.
Why don't they have nipples?
Because this wasn't made by John Schumacher.
It's Eagly.
Okay, I just looked up trivia. Action Man is an action figure launched in Britain in 1966 as a licensed copy of Hasbro's American G.I. Joe. Action Man was originally produced and sold in the United Kingdom and Australia by Paltrow, offered sub-licenses to toy manufacturers in other markets.
That would explain it. That would explain it, yeah.
The figure and accessories were originally based on Hasbro's 1964 G.I. Joe figure, and then spun off from there.
Why does that dude have an asshole for an eye?
Why is he on a giant testicle as well?
Talk about brain fucking.
What the
Jesus
fuck are these
Christ.
Things?
Now that was a giant tick. Oh, it's a mantis.
Yeah, well, Sergeant Slaughter's not fucking taking this shit.
No. Oh, I'm gonna do it a camel clutch on you.
The score to this movie is fucking brilliant. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
That's a horrible fucking, like...
These creatures are nightmare-inducing. Yes.
What is happening?
It's like I'm watching an anime as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is this an anime? You can't jack off to.
This is looking more
Speak for yourself,
like anime right now. Oh my god.
Sergeant Slaughter kicked that bug in the face.
Bede, stop lying. You know you love hentai.
I mean, that's true, but that's beside the point.
Oh, Bede versus Hentai coming soon on most podcast stations.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Oh, this is creepy. What the fuck is that?
It's a fucking giant spider. Kevin Smith was right.
It's not a spider.
Fucking save us, Sergeant Slaughter.
We'll watch it on Tubi.
Why is she even talking to him after he sexually assaulted her? Fucking hell.
She's into it.
Yeah. Dude, all the white people are just trying to shut down BET. This is the fucking tightest movie I've ever seen in my life.
You have to watch the stuff beforehand now, Colin.
Why has he got a starfish?
Here we go.
What is this?
Got like two black people the entire movie. They're like, fuck BET. Your brother fell before my
wrath, and so shall you. Oh my god. Why is he the hero? He's the hideous character.
That's Falcon. For your information, Globin Globus, he was my half brother.
Just go back to producing low quality but great films.
This could have been a canon movie.
Dude. Can you imagine the canon live-action G.I. Joe movie? That would have fucking rocked.
Yes. And it'd be set in one warehouse.
You can already picture the cast as well. Michael Dudikoff would have been like...
Duke, yes.
Would probably be Duke or someone.
You know who would have played our Roadblock? Steve James.
Oh, yeah.
Ow!
You have like, Bridget Nielsen would have been Baroness.
Oh, that's how you get an infection.
That clam
and
is leaking.
A lot of STIs in this movie.
Oh,
They would have needed like again. They would have needed like a prestige actor for that serpent guy.
Yes. Yes.
But I can't think of who it would be.
Ralph Fiennes.
Yes. Yes.
Took me a minute. I mean, clearly I'd play Cobra Commander.
You get him, Cobra Commander.
No! Get him, Cobra.
See, this is what happens. You shouldn't have betrayed Cobra Commander like
snake
that.
Snake fight!
Mm-hmm. Snake. They're snake. Their trouser snakes are fighting each other.
This movie brought you by Blue Chew.
That motherfucker was probably in the military for so long, and he could not hit that thing moving at the same speed like this.
Nobody has hit shit this entire movie, Colin.
Nope.
Dude, what the fuck?
Oh.
No wonder America never wins
Why
the war.
Everyone's fighting though? Deadly lasers, and
wait,
nobody's hit anybody once.
That's how she defeated her? What?
Oh, this is the best part of the movie.
Oh!
A falcon!
Oh. Yes.
USA.
Yeah. USA. USA.
USA. USA. USA. Make me sick. Me sick.
Was that your favorite line?
No, that wasn't it. I'm hoping you tell him, Sarge.
Whoa. Fuck, I hate Falcon. What a dick. I don't care if he's meant to be our hero. He's a fucking wanker. My review, fuck Falcon, what a dick.
5 stars.
Yeah, exactly. Dude, Sergeant
Timothy Charlemagne would be Falcon.
Sergeant Slaughter should have won a fucking Oscar for his voice work. I'm just
saying.
Yes. That's why he's a supporting actor nominee for our awards.
I think he's a shoo-in for this year's awards.
Oh no, fuck everyone else.
Just wait for my next pick, because there's enough. My next pick, if it's still on Tubi by the time my next go-around comes, it's going to be another movie that features basically a live-action version of Sergeant Slaughter, even though it's not him.
Wait, what happened? What the fuck? What?
He's got a snake tail.
What is happening right now?
Colin, you came into the last 50 minutes. Tell Marcy what's going on.
Yeah, explain to me this movie.
Well, they're trying to stop BET. They're trying to get rid of that. It is the 80s. They don't like black people in the 80s.
They don't want the black awards on BET.
Yeah.
Yep.
This is just a protest movie.
They activated the BET. We're in trouble now.
This is a peaceful protest.
This is how the awards will begin.
Dude, he straight up got fucked in his butthole eye. Like, do you see all the green shit coming out of his butthole?
These are chemical weapons of peace.
Ah, yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's why he's in his weird testicle shell.
You've lost, G.I. Joe. You're not going to defeat Rocky. What are
you doing? If I can rev up enough juice. Do something, Falcon, you piece of shit character.
Oh, here we go. I think my line's coming up here, my favorite line.
Oh, okay.
Nope, not yet.
Attention.
Not yet. Yes.
Oh!
Oh!
Is this how The Last of Us started?
Yes.
It's gonna blow! Get out of here! And
leave it's gotta be Kane! I'm surprised that made you pop.
I wasn't expecting that. What the fuck is he doing with her? What?
Gotta grab!
Why are we saving
Falcon? This movie's amazing. Where's the 4K release of this movie?
Fucking real! I want this movie.
Okay, I think my favorite line's coming up here, I think.
It better be. You've been building this up, and someone's just gonna be like, oh, hello. Oh!
Whoa!
When did all these people suddenly
And everybody died.
meant to be in this movie.
Oh, maybe my line came and went.
Hit the dirt. See, I'm pretty much, I'm going to say we should do more animated movies on the show.
Yes, we should.
But they got to be insane as this.
I mean, I'll just rewatch this every week.
Good news, everyone. Duke's out of a coma.
Yay!
Yay!
Was that the line? Just Duke's out of a coma.
Yeah, the dog was like, yeah.
We were scared they ate the dog earlier. Really? Oh.
Yeah. Oh.
Fuck that guy.
Damn it, I must have missed my line. My favorite line in this whole movie is like somebody gets shot. It's like, who would have thought of been shot down by a salad? Look at the sky. Or flying salad, I should say.
Did the show continue after this movie?
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
Well, Marcy, they had new action figures they needed to sell, so they had to like continue the show.
That was the best thing about being a kid. Like, you could watch your cool fucking cartoons and then go get all the fucking action figures.
Mm-hmm.
And replicate it in live action form.
Exactly. Now we're going to watch G.I. Joe.
And we're going to watch all the G.I. Joes.
Yeah.
And Transformers.
Coming up next on Tubi, we have G.I. Joe, A Real American Hero, Transformers, I believe that is the G1 series, G.I. Joe, A Real American something, G.I. Joe Renegades, and G.I. Joe Sigma 6. So there we go.
God.
Yeah. That's a lot of G.I. Joe.
Yeah, if you want to kill yourself, just watch that marathon of fucking G.I. Joe right there.
Or become the most... Marcy's going to marathon all the G.I. Joe series, and she's going to become on the show next time and be all wearing decked out in American flags.
she's going to be the new female Joe.
Mm.
Yes.
But what you don't realize is I'm really Cobra.
Oh. But anyways, though, yes, that was... G.I. Joe, the movie. An absolute blast. We hope you all enjoyed this one. Our first animated film for the show. And hopefully it'll be the start of more, because we have been talking about doing one for a while, and I feel like this was the perfect one to kick off that new subgenre for the show.
That was beautiful.
But before we wrap up the show today, Marcy, where can people find us on the internet this week, but also yourself?
Yes. For all things the Tubi Tuesdays podcast and all the things from the Super Network, go to supermarcy.com, or you can sign up to the Patreon and get the video versions and early access to everything at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. And you can find us on all the socials and find Tubi Tuesdays on your podcast streamers, of course. And I'm Super Marcy on the social media. I am Super_Marcy on Letterboxd, where no doubt this movie will get 5 stars from me.
Nice. And Cotland, where can people find you on the internet this week?
Just fucking find me. I don't know. Anywhere. I'm out and about.
Nice. And Batch, where can people find you on the internet this week, but also listen to the new show?
Yes, so Foss and Fridays on the Pop4D feed and on this feed for a little bit till we launch on the Patreon. Follow me on Webtails as well. Follow Pop4D on the Facebook and follow me on my socials at BatchyPop4D on the X Threads and Blue Sky. And follow Craven on Kek. Craven is doing GTA Grand Theft Auto roleplay live streams. So make sure to subscribe to Kek. Follow us on there because we want to get monetized, because somebody's going to be making money on this. So,
yes.
Exactly.
And I can and confirm it is very entertaining to watch Craven play a GTA roleplay game.
It's can confirm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And if people want to find me personally out there on the internet, you can follow me on Twitter, Blue Sky, and Letterboxd under Bede Jemide. You can follow all my work over at supermarcy.com, and as well as find my solo podcast, Bede versus the Living Dead, and its spin-off shows on all podcast streamers everywhere. So, yep, that is a wrap for this episode of the Tubi Tuesdays podcast. We hope you all enjoyed it. And we will be back next Tuesday for Colin's pick.
Yeah.
Oh shit, I'm gonna pick one of these G.I. Joe movies.
Yeah. Welcome to G.I. Joe month on Tubi Tuesday.
Yeah.
This time they're gonna try and stop fucking Wii TV.
Oh.
We have to like join Joe if they ever try to stop Tubi.
Yes.
But anyway, so we'll see you all next Tuesday, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
America's number one superhero team explodes on the home video screen in their very first major motion picture blockbuster, G.I. Joe the Movie. Premiering exclusively on home video, this brand new multi-million dollar film extravaganza is a masterpiece in mind-blowing animation techniques that make this feature unlike any G.I. Joe you've ever seen. Along with all the regular G.I. Joe superhero favorites, this high-gloss spectacle introduces a whole new cast of kinetic characters that are sure to be a hit with kids across the country.
You have nothing to fear but Falcon himself.
Miami Vice super cop Don Johnson stars as the voice of Lieutenant Falcon, the playboy whose shenanigans land him in the slaughterhouse.
I've been expecting you.
Ruled by who else but that patriot of pain, the incredibly awesome Sergeant Slaughter.
You're going to war till you wish you were dead.
Then it's off to Cobra Land, where the terrifying Golobulus, brilliantly voiced by Burgess Meredith, reveals his plan to destroy the minds of every human on Earth.
This pitiful planet will be ours.
Now, right in their own homes, kids everywhere can see if G.I. Joe can still save the day in this high-budget, high-voltage film showcase of their all-time favorite superheroes.
And this is for the U.S. Army!
Fasten your seatbelt for the supercharged motion picture debut of G.I. Joe the Movie.